He rolled into Clanton just after 7 a.m. He was red-eyed, ragged with exhaustion, in need of a shower and 2 days' rest. Through the night, while he wasn't watching every set of headlights behind him and slapping himself to stay awake, he had dreamed of the solitude of Maple Run, a large, empty house all to himself. He could sleep upstairs, downstairs, on the porch. No ringing phones, no one to bother him. But the roofers had other plans. They were hard at work when he arrived, their trucks and ladders and tools covering the front lawn and blocking the driveway. He found Harry Rex at the coffee shop, eating poached eggs and reading 2 newspapers at once. "What are you doing here?" he said, barely looking up. He wasn't finished with his eggs or his papers, and didn't appear too excited to see Ray. "Maybe I'm hungry."
"You look like hell."
"Thanks. I couldn't sleep there, so I drove here."
"You're cracking up."
"Yes, I am." He finally lowered the newspaper and stabbed an egg that appeared to be covered with hot sauce.
"You drove all night from Charlottesville?"
"It's only 15 hours. A waitress brought him coffee. "How long are those roofers planning on working?"
"They're there?"
"Oh, yes. At least 12 of them. I wanted to sleep for the next 2 days."
"It's those Atkins boys? They're fast, unless they start drinking and fighting. Had one fall off a ladder last year, broke his neck. Got him $30,000 in workers' comp."
"Anyway, why then did you hire them?"
"They're cheap. Same as you, Mr. Executor. Go sleep in my office. I got a hideaway on the 3rd floor.
"With a bed?" Harry Rex glanced around as if the gossip mongers of Clanton were closing in.
"Remember Rosetta Rhines?"
"No."
"She was my 5th secretary and 3rd wife.
That was where it all started."
"Are the sheets clean?"
"What sheets?
Take it or leave it. It's very quiet, but the floor shakes. That's how we got caught."
"Sorry I asked." Ray took a long swig of coffee. He was hungry, but not ready for a feast. He wanted a bowl of flakes with skim milk and fruit, something sensible. But he'd be ridiculed for ordering such light fare in the coffee shop.
"You gonna eat?" Harry Rex growled at him.
"No. We need to store some stuff. All those boxes and furniture. You know a place?"
"We?"
"Okay, I need a place."
"It's nothing but crap."
A bite of a biscuit, one loaded with sausage, cheddar, and what appeared to be mustard.
"Burn it."
"I can't burn it, at least not now."
"Then do what all good executors do. Store for 2 years, then give it to the Salvation Army and burn what they don't want."
"Yes or no, is there a storage place in town?"
"Didn't you go to school with that crazy Cantrell boy?"
"There were 2 of them.
"No, there were 3 of them. One got hit by that greyhound out near Tobytown."
A long pull of coffee, then more eggs.
"A storage place, Harry Rex? Testy, aren't we?"
"No, sleep-deprived.
I've offered my love nest."
"No thanks. I'll try my luck with the roofers."
"Their uncle is Virgil Cantrell. I handled his 1st wife's 2nd divorce, and he's converted the old depot into a storage warehouse."
"Is that the only place in town?"
"No. Lundy Staggs put in some of those mini storage units west of town, but they got flooded. I wouldn't go there."
"What's the name of this depot?" Ray asked, tired of the coffee shop.
"The depot?"
Another bite of biscuit.
"By the railroad tracks?" "That's it."
He began shaking a bottle of Tabasco sauce over the remaining pile of eggs.
"He's usually got some space. Even put in a block room for fire protection. Don't go in the basement, though."
Ray hesitated, knowing he should ignore the bait. He glanced at his car parked in front of the courthouse and finally said,
"Why not?" "He keeps his boy down there."
"His boy?"
"Yeah, he's crazy, too. Virgil couldn't get him in Whitfield and couldn't afford a private joint, so he figured he'd just lock him up in the basement."
"You serious?"
"Hell yes, I'm serious. I told him it wasn't against the law. Boy's got everything. Bedroom, bathroom, television. Hell of a lot cheaper than paying rent in a nut house."
What's his name? Ray asked, digging the hole deeper.
Little Virgil.
Little Virgil.
Little Virgil.
How old is little Virgil?
I don't know. 45, 50.
To Ray's great relief, no Virgil was present when he walked into the depot. A stocky woman in overalls said Mr. Cantrell was out running errands and wouldn't be back for 2 hours. Ray inquired about storage space, and she offered to show him around. Years before, a remote uncle from Texas had come to visit. Ray's mother scrubbed and polished him to the point of misery. With great anticipation, they drove to the depot to fetch the uncle. Forrest was an infant, and they left him at home with the nanny. Ray clearly remembered waiting on the platform, hearing the train's whistle, seeing it approach, feeling the excitement as the crowd waited. The depot back then was a busy place. When he was in high school, they boarded it up, and the hoodlums used it as a hangout. It was almost razed before the town stepped in with an ill-advised renovation. Now it was a collection of chopped-up rooms flung over 2 floors with worthless junk piled to the ceiling. Lumber and wallboard were stacked throughout, evidence of endless repairs. Sawdust covered the floors. A quick walkthrough convinced Ray that the place was more flammable than Maple Run.
"We got more space in the basement," the woman said.
"No thanks." He stepped outside to leave, and flying by on Taylor Street was a brand-new black Cadillac, glistening in the early sun. Not a speck of dirt anywhere. Claudia behind the wheel with Jackie O sunglasses. Standing there in the early morning heat, watching the car race down the street, Ray felt the town of Clanton collapse on top of him. Claudia, the Virgils, Harry Rex and his wives and secretaries, the Atkins boys roofing and drinking and fighting. Is everybody crazy, or is it just me? He got in his car and left the depot, slinging gravel behind. At the edge of town, the road stopped. To the north was Forrest. To the south was the coast. Life would get no simpler by visiting his brother. But he had promised.